If you are an international student who graduated from a Canadian institution within the last 2 years and have a job offer from an employer in Ontario, OINP's International Student Stream may be your best pathway to obtain Canadian permanent residence. In this video, you'll get to know if this OINP stream is a good fit for you, what the requirements are, and you'll be able to determine your own score by downloading a free scoring calculator. Let's dive into the eligibility requirements. An easy framework to remember the requirements is careers, where C stands for Canadian education. You must have a 2-year undergrad or 1-year graduate degree or diploma from one of the several eligible institutions in Canada. These can be outside of Ontario, but if you have a 1-year graduate certificate from a college or university, it must be from an eligible Ontario institution only. I leave a link in the description so you can check out these institutions. Also, you must submit your OINP application within 2 years of graduation, and I'm referring to the actual application, not the expression of interest. The A in career framework stands for approved job. You must have a full-time permanent job in NOC Tier 0, 1, 2, or 3 in Ontario. The wage must meet or exceed the median wage for that occupation in that particular region. R stands for relevant experience. E stands for employer requirements. The employer which offered you this job must have been active for 3+ years, which means they cannot be a new employer. They must have premises in Ontario, and if you will work or report inside the GTA, Greater Toronto Area, the employer must have at least $1 million in annual gross revenue, and they must have 5 full-time employees who are Canadian citizens or permanent residents. And if you'll be working outside of GTA or reporting outside of GTA, the requirements are $500,000 and 3 employees minimum. The next E in the career framework is evidence of ties. You must demonstrate an intention to reside in Ontario. It can be through your past education, your employment experience, your family and relationships, through volunteer activities, if you visited Ontario, etc. The R is for regular legal status. If you're applying from within Canada, you must be living in Ontario and you have to maintain legal status in Ontario or Canada throughout your nomination. So if your work permit is about to expire, consider options such as visitor record to stay in status. You can apply for this OINP program while you're on maintained status. I'll share a more detailed video about this soon. The S is for salary. Your wage should meet or exceed the median wage for your occupation in the region of the job. This is very important, so I'm repeating it. To convert annual wage to an hourly rate, you can divide it by 52 weeks and then divide it by the number of hours you'll be working as per your contract. So if you've been offered a salary of $80,000 and you'll be working 35 hours per week, your hourly wage will be $43.95. I hope this career framework will make it easy for you to remember these requirements. If you've seen my previous videos on the foreign worker job offer stream and the master's student stream, you'll notice that the international student stream is very similar. It combines the requirements of these two streams, and that's why you need a higher score in this stream to be among the top applicants who are given an invitation to apply. Which brings us to the point about score. In this stream, you get points for 11 factors that are related to your job offer category, your wage, your work permit status, your previous job experience with the current employer who's offering you the job, your highest salary earned, your language skills, location of your job, your field of education in Canada, as well as how many Canadian education credentials you have. Last year, there were 6 draws for this OINP International Student Stream, and 2 of them were targeted for skilled trades only. 3 were focused on healthcare and tech only, and just 1 round of invites was a general draw open to any occupation in tier 0, 1, 2, or 3. And so the score for that round of invites was very high at 82 points. The lowest score for trades, tech, and healthcare occupations were 61. So by this point, you must be curious about your own score. How much will you score? Let's look at a simulation of the score in the calculator. For our example, I'm going to assume the occupation of a data scientist, which is NOC Tier 21211. Let's go through the scoring criteria. NOC Tier category of your job offer is the second digit of your NOC Tier code, which in this case is 1. Thus, you can claim 10 points for that. If it were something else, you would get fewer points. Occupation category is the first digit on the left of your NOC Tier, which in this case is the number 2. Thus, you will select 0, 2, or 3 from this dropdown and you can claim maximum points. So this is perfect. You're getting maximum points so far. For your job offer hourly rate, I'm going to assume $35, which is not the highest, but you get 8 points for that. If you're already on a valid work permit in Canada, let's say a postgraduate work permit, you can claim 10 points. Otherwise, you don't get any points. If you've been working with the same employer, the one who offered you the job, for 6 months or more, you can claim 3 points. Otherwise, you don't get any points. If you've earned 40,000 or more in any one of the last 5 years, as per your notice of assessment from CRA, you can claim some points. Otherwise, you cannot. So I'm going to assume 0 points over here. If you've scored CLB 9 or higher in IELTS in general, that would mean 8 in listening, 7 in all others, you can claim maximum points. Otherwise, you do lose some points here. If you have taken language exams for both English and French, and you've scored CLB 7 or higher, you can claim certain points, 10 in this case, but let's assume that you're non-bilingual, so you get 5 points. Now, regionalization is very important because you get points in two different subcategories. The first one is location of your job. If your job is in Northern Ontario, you get maximum points. If it is within Toronto, you don't get any points. But if it is, let's say, around Toronto, GTA, Oakville, Mississauga, Milton, etc., you can claim some points. So I'm going to assume you got a job offer from Oakville, so you can claim 3 points. Location of study is very similar. Let's say you studied from Mississauga, so you can claim 3 points here as well. Your highest level of education, I'm going to assume that it's a graduate diploma for 1 year, so you can claim 6 points. You did your diploma in business and administration related stuff, so you get 6 points for that. If it was related to STEM, healthcare or certain trades, you would get more points. The details of these certain trades are mentioned on the website. Similarly, if you have more than one Canadian credential, you can claim 10 points. But let's say for now, you only have one credential. So you end up with 79 points, adding all of these factors. So you end up with 79 points. Are these enough or not? Let's look at the past trend. Last year, there were 6 rounds of invites. 5 of them were targeted towards tech or healthcare or skilled trades. And that's why their scores were very low, 61, 62, 70, 74. But the general draw, it was very high, 82 points or more. If you are not in one of these categories, like we said, your education was related to business and administration, you would have to score more than 82 points as per last year's trend. So 79 would not do the job. You would need more points. I'll leave a link to this calculator so you can download it and input your own scores. This will give you an idea of what you need to work on to improve your scores. For a detailed list of documents, I'll leave a link in the description. Almost 3,000 applicants were invited for an OINP nomination through this stream last year. And since this year's quota for PNP is almost the same as last year, this is an important PNP stream for all international students, whether or not you're in Ontario. So if you'd like me to apply on your behalf, or if you have questions that you'd like to discuss, feel free to schedule a consultation call. And if you'd like to network and connect with other professionals such as yourself who have similar goals, you can apply to join our exclusive online immigration community. If someone can benefit from this video, do share with them so they know that this is one of the possibilities for their PR. In the next video, I will share more PNP options with you. Take care.